Good morning. This is Pastor Raymond M. Gordon with our Monday morning motivation. Let's get motivated. Jesus loves you. He's the Son of God, God the Son. He's got all power in his hands. He's our Lord, our Savior, our Potentate, our Alpha, our Omega, our beginning, our ending. And just the names I just quoted, that ought to be enough for you to run the rest of the week. He's in control of everything and everybody. We're in Ephesians chapter 5. And I see a verse here sticking out that Paul is dealing with about light versus darkness. And Paul lets us know in chapter 4, before we get there, he's dealing with the Holy Spirit. And he's telling us what to take off, metaphor of getting dressed, what to put on. And each morning we get up, we got to put on Christ. Amen. Getting dressed in the armor is putting on Christ and taking off the flesh, nature. We got to do that mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So what Paul begins to do, he says in verse 17 of chapter 5, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Now, it's interesting in this context because chapter 5 of Ephesians is about, listen, the works of light and the works of darkness. And it's in this chapter that he's also dealing with relationships about husband, wife, husband, children. But he says, don't be unwise. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding. And understanding, the ing denotes process. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. All right. So verse 18, he says, and be not drunk with wine, which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. So the first thing that he does in verse 18 is to tell us what the will of God is, to be filled with the Spirit. The word filled here does not mean filled up the way people use this language freely. It means to come under the control of. Come under the control of the Spirit of God. How do we do that? We confess our sins and we ask and beg God to take control of our lives. I need to come under his control so I don't get out of control. I need to come under his control so he can control my situation. I need to come under his control so he can stop things from controlling me. So he says, wherefore, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, be filled, come under the control of the Holy Spirit. We do that by faith. Lord, I want to come under your control today. I want to come under your control, and I want you to lead, guide, and direct me. I want to come under your control. I want you to heal me. I want to come under your control. I want you to be a medicinal source of medicine for me. I want to come under your control so I can have peace and joy. So our Monday morning motivation is, I need to come under the Spirit's control. And that means that as he controls me, I lose control of myself. God bless you. Have a great day.